Thanks for checking out Practical Azure. I'm Jim O'Neill, a technology evangelist in the Boston area, and today I'm going to finish up our look into virtual machines, Windows Azure's infrastructure as a service offering. To get our bearings, let's revisit the feature map, where you'll note that VMs, the infrastructure as a service offering, sits in the application layer, along with its cousins cloud services, which is platform as a service, and websites. Now, each of these three options leverages the same core compute resources in the cloud, so which you choose pretty much depends on the nature of the application and the control you need over the deployment and the configuration. Virtual machines, which we're talking about today, offers the highest level of control and in turn demands more responsibility from you when you deploy your application to the cloud. So in the last installment, I showed you how to create a Windows Server 2012 virtual machine from scratch, attach a disk, and install a lightweight HTTP server called Mongoose. That all worked fine, but what if my site became wildly popular and I needed to install another virtual machine and yet another to handle the incoming demand? Now, I could repeat that same process we did from the last episode, but there's a lot of sort of tedious and redundant and actually error-prone work to set up the virtual machine, to set up the firewall, and so on. So as an alternative, I can actually create a custom virtual machine image that has everything that I need on it. It has Mongoose, it has the firewall configured, and so on, and use that as a template for creating additional instances when I need to bring those online. So we're going to do that today, and to do that we're going to start with the first image that we created last time. So you see JimVM here, we created a virtual machine image. So we're going to start with that, and we're going to configure that as an image and create actually a new service out of it that has multiple virtual machines set up. So to get started here, what we're going to do is take the virtual machine image that we created last time, and I'm going to connect into it via remote desktop, which I've already done here. And then we're going to run a command here that will take the image and essentially prepare it, do what's called a sysprep, to generalize the image so that we can then use it as a template for additional virtual machine images that we install inside of Windows Azure. So I'm going to run the sysprep command. Let's see here. Got the wrong command there. There we go. So we're going to run the sysprep command, and we're going to create a generalized image and tell this image to essentially shut down after it's done. So this is going to strip out a lot of the machine-specific information from this virtual machine. And once it does that, we'll be able to use this again as a template for multiple other virtual machines inside of Windows Azure. This takes a few minutes, so once it's done, we'll come back and take a look at the next step. Once the virtual machine has finished the sysprep stage, what will happen is it's no longer a virtual machine that you can use. It's been generalized. So Windows Azure will stop the virtual machine. And at this point, we can capture the image and set it up so that we can reuse it across multiple virtual machine images. So we'll call this Mongoose image, and A-M-A-G-E, and notice it tries to confirm that I have run sysprep, because if you don't run sysprep on it before you do this, various bad things will happen, so make sure that you've done that. And we'll check this. What this is going to do is going to create a new image. I will no longer have a virtual machine that I can use. I've converted it into an image that I can now use as a template. So again, this takes a few minutes to set up the image, and once this is set up, we'll be able to essentially use it like a cookie cutter and create multiple virtual machines and build up our service to be able to scale across multiple users when our load increases. So we'll come back in a minute again once this image is set up. So once the virtual machine image has been captured into an image, it no longer shows up as a virtual machine instance in the portal, and it shows up as an image here. What I can do next is create a new virtual machine instance from that image, and I can do that from the gallery. The custom images that I create will be available under My Images here, and we can create a new virtual machine name. We'll call this Mongoose1. And we'll provide a password here, again for remote desktop. Oops, I'll get my password in here correctly. And we're essentially going to create a new cloud service as well. So we're going to give this a new endpoint too. So we're going to call this, let's just call it Jim Mongoose, and this will be http://jimmongoose.cloudapp.net will get us to the website. We're going to be in the East U.S. region. Just like we did before when we created a virtual machine, we're going to create an availability set so we can support some failover and high availability, and we'll hit create. And what this is going to do is it's going to create a new virtual machine instance, same thing we did in the last episode, but again, it's going to create it from a custom image that we've created that already has the Mongoose HTTP server installed, that has the firewall ports configured, and so on. So it gives us a sort of a leg up on the configuration steps for that VM. So this takes a couple minutes. It's not quite as long as building a virtual machine from scratch, because the image is kind of already stored inside of inside of Windows Azure. So it takes a minute or two to set this up, and once this is provisioned, we'll go on and do a little bit more configuration and get this set up. Now at this point, I have a virtual machine image set up. I've created a new virtual machine instance out of it called Mongoose1 that has my Mongoose server installed on it. Now I've got to get that sort of to the end game in terms of being able to serve up my website. So one thing you'll recall in the last episode is we attached a drive to the virtual machine instance that had the actual website on it. It was the F drive in that case. So we need to do that again here. So I'm going to attach the F drive, essentially, that we created last time, and it's stored as a disk inside of my Windows Azure Blob Storage. So I can attach the drive here, and that will update the virtual machine to have the attached drive. And once that's done, we'll come back and we'll configure the port instance so that we can open up port 80 from the outside to mapping to port 8080 on the inside of the virtual machine. So at this point, the HTTP endpoint is set up. So I have a public port of 80 that goes into the port 8080 inside of the Mongoose virtual machine. So I need to actually go into the Mongoose virtual machine to do a little bit more configuration. So I've set that up. I've RDP'd into the virtual machine. And as you can see here, the F drive has been attached already. So we attached the drive, the data drive that has the website on it. The other thing I need to do to start this up is I have to start up the Mongoose server. Now, in real life, just about everything we've done thus far would be driven by scripts, and I would also have probably a startup script on the virtual machine that would automatically start up the Mongoose server as well. But for demo purposes, we have to do a little bit of this stuff manually. So I'm going to start up the Mongoose server, which is very simple inside of PowerShell here. This starts the server up, and at this point, I should be able to reach this website, my new website on the virtual machine, from the external world. So let's try that here. And so jimmongoosecloudapp.net default HTML. And there we go. So we have hello from the cloud. So all we've done at this point is get us back to the same place we were at the first episode that we did last time, where we've created a virtual machine image, one instance that's hosted inside the cloud serving up our content. The difference here is that we've done this from a template that we can then use to create yet another virtual machine instance. So we're going to do that next. And to do that, we're going to follow pretty much the same steps almost all the way through. So what I'm going to do is sort of set this up. I'm going to walk through it sort of offline. And when we come back, we'll see that we have a second virtual machine image set up. Now that we've got one virtual machine instance serving up our website, I want to go back and create a second virtual machine instance to help with potential load on this particular site. So to do so, we're going to go back into the Windows Azure portal, and I'm going to create another virtual machine, also from that same Mongoose image that we created, and we'll call this thing Mongoose2, and likewise provide a password for remote desktop. And what we're going to do a little different here is we're going to connect to an existing virtual machine because we already have one set up for our service, and now we're going to add another one to that. So we're going to say connect to the existing virtual machine. We're going to connect to Mongoose1, so they'll be essentially paired together, joined at the hip, if you will. And everything else is pretty much the same here. So I have an availability set to support high availability of my solution, and I'll hit OK. And now we're going to get another virtual machine called Mongoose2 that looks exactly like Mongoose1 because it's based off of that template that we created back when we started this session. So again, this is going to take a few minutes. So when this is done, we'll come back and do some additional configuration on Mongoose2. Now that the endpoint for Mongoose2 has been set up, I can go into the Mongoose2 virtual machine image via remote desktop and complete the configuration. So what I've got here is I've got two remote desktops set up. On the left, I have the Mongoose1 image, and on the right, I have Mongoose2. And again, they're going to coordinate the load balance traffic. So in one case, a user is going to hit Mongoose1. Another case, a user is going to hit Mongoose2. The Windows Azure load balancer is going to take care of all of that. Now, if you look on the left here at Mongoose1, you'll notice that I have the drive attached with the website. The F drive is attached. On Mongoose2, I don't have that set up, and I don't actually attach the drive in the same way because it's a VHD image and I can only really attach it to one virtual machine at a time. So what we're going to do is actually do a file share. So inside of Mongoose1, I'm going to set up a share of the F drive, and we're going to share that with a name. We'll just call it website and apply. So now we have a network path mongoose1/website, and I can create a mapped drive in Mongoose 2 that knows about that particular website. And we're going to put that to the F drive as well. And it was mongoose1/website. And we'll hit finish. And what you'll see here is we've got a mapped drive, F drive, and it also shows the default web page. So now we have two virtual machine images that are essentially serving up the same site from an attached disk. The last step that I have to do in terms of the configuration on Mongoose 2 is the Mongoose server isn't actually running yet. Again, this is something I might do as part of a startup script. I don't have that set up in this case, in this demo case, so we need to start up the Mongoose server here. And now I've got Mongoose running on both server 1 and server 2. And when I go into my website and do a refresh, what should be happening is I should see Hello from the Cloud. And every time I refresh, what's really happening is I'm getting load balanced across two different machines. Now, they're serving up exactly the same site, so it's pretty underwhelming because you can't tell that it's actually a different page that's getting served up. So just to drive that point home, what I want to do is make a quick change to one of these sites, one of these VMs. So what I'm going to do here on, let's do it on Mongoose 2. We're going to change up the way this thing's actually working. So Mongoose is set up, and there's a process running here called Mongoose 3.5 on process ID 2876. So what I'm going to do is actually kill that process. I lost my prompt here. So we're going to kill 2876. And then I'm just going to play a little bit of a game here. So we've got the default site here on the F drive. I'm going to just move that over into, copy that file over here. And we'll have a local copy on the C drive just for this one virtual machine. And oops, I don't want to print. I should not have done that. Let's go into Notepad. And hello from Mongoose. This is Mongoose 2. So we'll change the page that this one specific virtual machine is going to serve up. So we'll save that. And now we can restart Mongoose on this machine. Oops. And instead of pointing to the F drive to load up the site, we're actually going to point to the C drive. So we're going to point to C:Mongoose as the location for the website. All right, so what I've done here is essentially sort of played a game behind the scenes, and the one virtual machine is really going to act a little different than the other virtual machine. From the outside world, the URL that I hit is going to be exactly the same. But from the inside, one machine is going to serve up one piece of content, the other machine is going to serve up another piece of content. And if I got all this right and we do a refresh, you'll notice that every time I refresh, I'm getting a different page. So in one case, my request is hitting Mongoose 2, and in another case, it's hitting the original one that said hello from the cloud. So you can get an idea there that the load balancing is happening kind of on your behalf, and from the end user perspective, you're seeing essentially the same endpoint being displayed to the user. So what we've done at this point is set up a virtual machine instance. We have configured two of them driven off of the same template, and we've configured both of them so that they can work in a load balancing situation. Now, I mentioned to you that you would probably do this normally through a lot of scripting with PowerShell scripts and so on, rather than doing all this stuff through the user interface. So definitely look into that. The other thing that I would bring up to you as well is that you can create these virtual machine instances on your own machine. You can create them locally, create virtual hard drives locally, and then you can update these virtual hard drives to Windows Azure and then create images that way as well. So in the same way that we did a sys prep in the cloud, I can do a sys prep locally, and using a command called csupload, you can use the csupload command to upload a virtual hard drive that you created locally to the cloud, and then go through the same steps that we did today to outfit that virtual machine image, turn it into an instance, and then be able to attach to it from the outside world. If you want to try out some of this yourself, I'd encourage you to subscribe to the free 90 days Windows Azure trial, and take a look at the samples and walkthroughs in the training kit. I've called out a few links here that relate to what I covered in this and the previous episode, some quick starts and some how-tos on capturing images and uploading VHDs. I want to call your attention to this last one. This is the VM Depot, and it's particularly interesting. As of this recording, it's only about a week or so old, and it's a great way to spin up virtual machines with all sorts of different configurations. These virtual machine images are all contributed by community or by Microsoft Open Technologies, have a variety of software installed on them, and allows you to essentially get up and running inside of a Windows Azure or virtual machine very, very quickly. It'll be interesting to see how this offering evolves over time as well. Thanks for joining me to learn more about working with Windows Azure virtual machines. In the next episode, we're going to move up the stack to the integration layer and learn about Windows Azure Traffic Manager.